Walking through a farmer's market is a wondrous thing. Juicy tomatoes, rows of jewel-toned eggplants, fragrant basil, and sweet yellow corn. But then you see bunches of greens that look like weeds with names like kohlrabi and purslane. And suddenly you feel intimidated. Other people know what to do with these greens. Why don't I? Fear not. Our next guest says don't walk away. Chef April Bloomfield is with us to explain how to turn these more unusual vegetables into dinner, no matter the season. April Bloomfield runs two Michelin star restaurants, and her latest cookbook is called A Girl and Her Greens. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with a specific vegetable. Let's talk about kohlrabi. It's a pale green bulb and has some tough-looking leaves sprouting from the top. Mm. Where would you start with this?
Well, you know, kohlrabi is very firm and very crisp. And actually doing nothing much than just peeling it and thinly slicing it is ideal. I mean, it's so refreshing. But it's also good just slightly poached in a little bit of salt and some butter. You know, you peel the kohlrabi, you kind of get past that kind of thick stalk. But then, you know, you peel back the skin, and then when you poach it, it just becomes really creamy.
What about so many of the greens that are out there right now? It's sort of a peak season for them, and they start to make kale look boring.
Yeah,
almost like iceberg lettuce. Yeah. I mean, can you use them interchangeably?
Yeah, and you can just mix them all together. I love nothing more than making a lovely salad of purslane, and if there is some kale there, you know, kind of mixing that with that in a bowl and just kind of adding some snap peas or anything else that's green. You know, watercress is in season right now at the market, some wild watercress. So just kind of tossing those in a bowl with some salt, you know, maybe some lemon and olive oil, or kind of going a step further and getting some really delicious red wine and just kind of tossing that all together and just kind of shoving it in your mouth on a hot summer's day is perfect.
I noticed a nice recipe you have for young peas, and you turn it into almost like a pesto, kind of.
When these peas first come in season, they're really tender and quite sweet. And doing them very simply in this preparation, just by picking them out of their pods, putting them in a pestle and mortar or a robo-coupe or a cuisinart, as you guys call it, and just pureeing them with a little bit of pecorino, a little bit of garlic and some mint, really is just quite refreshing. And it just kind of brings your soul and your palate alive after a long, hard winter.
You're making it sound really delicious, I have to say. And you spread it on a piece of bread, like a piece of Italian bread or toast.
Yes, yeah, just kind of heavily charred, just lightly rub it with a little bit of garlic, some lovely, delicious, spicy olive oil, and a little bit of sea salt, and just kind of slather the peas on there, you know, the pureed peas. And there's something about the crunch of the toast and the delicious spicy olive oil that makes it very elegant, and it kind of cuts through that kind of sweet pea that you've just pureed.
So another vegetable I want to ask you about was Romanesco, which is it's kind of neon green, and it's actually a cauliflower, which I happen to like cauliflower a lot. So what could you make with Romanesco?
Yeah, you can just kind of pop that in a pan. Actually, I have a recipe in my book, Girl and Her Greens, and I just basically pot roast it with anchovy and tomato and a little bit of rosemary. And those three combinations of the tomato, rosemary and anchovy really kind of makes it quite substantial. And actually it's a very great dish just to have with a lovely, vibrant salad on the side.
So before you even get to the cooking stage, when you're still there in the market, if you're confronted with a big sea of green and you cannot tell the difference between one or another, what's the best way to proceed? Just ask the advice of the...
Just ask around. You know, it's always fun, and it gets you connected. It makes you connected to the food, and you know, it just gives you that extra story to tell at the dinner table.
Chef April Bloomfield, her latest cookbook is A Girl and Her Greens. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.